Beitza, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel 2-3. The Mishnah continues to discuss immersing certain things in a mikveh, and here it says Vishavin, they agree, meaning Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree, in contrast to the previous Mishnah where they had a dispute regarding people going to the mikveh on Shabbos. Here it says She Mashikin Es Hamayim B'Kli Evin L'Taharan. They agree that one is permitted to do Hashaka, which I'll explain in a second, on water to purify it on Shabbos, provided that the water is inside a stone utensil. So the story here is that while it is not possible to take something which is a food or beverage, ochlin or mashkin, and be metaher it by putting it into a mikvah, water, just water, can become tahor through a mikvah, even if it's tamei. And the reason was because one isn't tovel water, one doesn't immerse water into the mikveh per se, but rather one does something which is conceptually different, zriya. He like reattaches the water to the mikveh, and the mikveh being the source of purity and always being pure and tahor, so since the water comes attached to it and sort of subsumed by it, batel to it, so then the water becomes tahor too as part of the mikveh. So, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are agreeing, says our Mishnah, that on Shabbos one may purify water. If one has water, that let's say he wants to drink the water, and he wants to drink all his water in a state of tahara and purity, but he only has this water, it's tamei, and the only water, other water he has is like in a, let's say, a gross mikveh, where he doesn't want to drink that mikveh water. So what a person can do is use this thing called hashaka to purify his water. Now, the word hashaka is really related to the word nishika, which means a kiss, and the idea being it's like a very gentle contact, like a kiss of the tameh water to the tahor water. And the context here, hashaka has a lot more to say when we learn Maseches Mikvaos, Be'ez Hashem. But in the meantime, the point is that if the water in a utensil, any water in any utensil, which is tameh, if it comes into contact, even gentle, slight contact, like a nishika, a little kiss, with a mikvah, so then the water inside the utensil becomes tahor as well, and that's called hashaka. So our Mishnah is saying that if a person has tummy water and he wants to be metaret on Shabbos, even Beis Shammai agree, one could do that, provided that the water is put inside a stone utensil. The reason is because stone is not makabel tuma, stone cannot become tummy. In contrast, if one would, let's say, use a wooden or a metal container to have that water. So then the water that was tamei, when it goes into the utensil, would automatically make that utensil tamei also. That could be just mitzvah rabbanan, but anyways, the point is, it happens. So that being the case, if one would immerse the utensil with the tamei water inside of it into a mikvah, so then perforce, as part of the immersion, the utensil would be immersed as well, and that would make the utensil become tahor. And as you learned in the previous Mishnah, one may not do that on Shabbos, and even on Yom Tov for that matter, actually. You can't do that because it looks like tikkun, like fixing something which is forbidden. So our Mishnah is saying one could do it with a stone utensil because a stone utensil can't become tamei, and therefore you're not indirectly making a utensil tahor by immersing it into the mikvah when you're doing a hashaka. Now, worth noting, Beis Hillel would agree, would be even more lenient, I should say, and say that on Yom Tov, one actually can immerse a non-stoneware vessel, meaning even like a water metal utensil that has water inside of it for the sake of being metaher the water, even if indirectly it also is metaher the utensil itself. So our mission really is focused on the Shabbos case where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are agreeing that it has to be a stone vessel. And that's what the Mishnah says. Let me read one more time here to make sure the sentence is clear. Vishavin, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree. She mashikin es hamayim. One may purify water that's tameh by putting it in contact with a mikvah. But kli evin, provided that the utensil holding the water is a kli evin, a non-susceptible to tumah utensil, l'taron, for the sake of purifying the water. Of a lo matbilin, one may not, however, immerse the utensil itself, that meaning on Shabbos, one can't immerse the utensil that's not made out of earthenware, excuse me, not made out of stoneware, because it would indirectly also be metahir, the utensil. And again, that's talking about Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel would agree, would say one could even do that, that it wasn't forbidden by the rabbis in the original Gezerah. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, umatbilin megav legav, although one can't purify a utensil by putting into a mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov, one could if he's doing it just for the sake of what's called megav legav. Now, megav legav means from one level of rabbinic purity to a higher level of rabbinic purity. So this is really something we'll learn in Maseches Chagiga Be'ez Hashem, that even if a utensil is totally tahor, if when a person put it in the mikvah, he put it in the mikvah for the sake of being metaharit for use with, say, a lower level of tumah susceptibility, let's say chulin, regular food. So if he changes his mind and wants to use it for something of a higher level of tumah susceptibility, let's say maaser sheni, or more than that, truma, or more than that, kadshim. So then as he goes up in the ranks of susceptibility to tumah, so then he has to re-immerse the utensil all over again, just for midrabbanan, to because the rabbis put a stricture on there to make sure people, when they required people to do that, that when they put things in the mikvah, that it should, for be matar the kalim, it should be done for the sake of whatever purpose is being put to. So here the point of our Mishnah is that if a person had, let's say, a regular utensil which was tahor already, but when he purified it and put it in the mikvah, he intended it just for, let's say, chulin use, but now he wants to use it, let's say, for eating his Pesach Seder with a Korban Pesach. So the halach is one is required to re-immerse the utensil into a mikvah again. And although the Mishnah previously, in the previous Mishnah, had said that one cannot do that, immersing utensils to mutar them on Yom Tov, one could do it on Yom Tov or Shabbos, if it's just megav legav, to go from one level of stringency to a higher level of stringency with the utensil that is tahor already. And the reason is because midoraisa, the utensil is already tahor, and midorabban is tahor as well. We're just requiring things to, you know, an additional level. And the expression megav legav, which is hard to translate exactly, is referring to the fact that the expression is that a person, when a person puts things levels one on the next, it's like described as if one thing is al-gav, another thing. One thing's on top of the other thing. So megav legav means from one level to a level on top of that. And finally, says the Mishnah, also, it's permitted to put in the mikvah utensils umechabura lechabura. If one is transitioning from one chabura to another chabura, this is referring to the Korban Pesach, which has to be eaten in a particular chabura, a particular group. So if a person starts out on Erev Pesach intending to be with group A, and he dedicates his knife and fork, putting the mikvah to be tahor, to participate in group A's Korban Pesach, but then he changes his mind and sort of withdraws while he still can on Erev Pesach from that group, and then joins a different group, and he becomes manui, registered on a new Korban Pesach. So this person wants to be extra strict on himself and to re-immerse his utensils in the mikvah all over again to consecrate it for the participation of using those utensils with the new chaburo, the new group. Now, there's no such requirement to do that. This guy just sort of wants to be extra strict and careful on himself for his extra considerations, his personal considerations. And that being the case, since there's no requirement to do that, there's no rabbinic prohibition of putting one's utensil in the mikvah to go from chabura to chabura, because anyways, it was tahor and it remains tahor. So therefore, it's not prohibited to do it on Shabbos, or in this case, the Mishnah, in Shabbos or on Yom Tov.